Police probe doctors tied to eugenics firm. Doctors involved in commercial surrogacy will face stiff penalties under draft legislation. Last month, police raided a Taiwanese-owned company, Baby 101, allegedly offering commercial surrogacy services in Tararom Housing Estate on Ramakamhaeng Road. Police arrested 4 Taiwanese staff and 1 Chinese. They also rescued 13 Vietnamese women, 7 of them pregnant with children allegedly destined for other people. The Taiwanese owner is on the run, though some reports suggest he has been caught in his home country. Police say the Vietnamese were foreign workers hired without permission and kept here against their will. The women stayed at the estate while waiting to give birth. State agencies are still trying to establish the network of medical clinics and doctors working with the company. Baby 101's website, which is still working despite calls by human trafficking groups to take it down, says the surrogate mothers give birth to babies commissioned by other couples, either here or in Cambodia. The website includes a form inviting clients to specify what they want in a surrogate mother, including weight, height, appearance, and education. Clients can also specify what they want from egg and sperm donors, including hair color, eye color, and educational background. A gallery of, quote-unquote, Oriental selected egg donors, young women who have signed up as donors, is presented for clients' selection. All of them are as pretty as cheerleaders. The website also calls for applications from prospective surrogates, women interested in being impregnated and carrying a baby on a client's behalf, and men interested in donating sperm. The website says a hospital belonging to a listed company works in cooperation with the firm. A hospital is pictured, but not named. Signs in the picture are in Thai script, but names are covered up. Nor are address details given for Baby 101's offices. The pregnant women identified as surrogate mothers have black strips over their eyes to obscure their identity. The website carries a notice informing prospective clients that none of the surrogate mothers are Thai. Quote, unquote, Babe 101 not use Thailand surrogacy mother. The protection of the law is absolutely 100% peace of mind. You have no worries, it says. Billing itself as a eugenics surrogacy service, the company says surrogacy avoids the inconvenience of pregnancy. Women need not take time off from work or fear loss of figure or fading intimacy from their husbands. They can also avoid the pangs of childbirth. We could create the finest procreation condition for your baby, mainly through the efficient embryo refining, only the superior left for implanting, it says. The authorities launched the raid after 4 Vietnamese women sought help from the Vietnamese embassy in Bangkok over the internet. The embassy contacted the Department of Special Investigation and Immigration Police for help. Health agencies are also likely to take legal action against the medical premises and doctors involved. However, the investigation has posed problems for police, as commercial surrogacy services as such are not yet illegal in Thailand. Moves are now underway to change the law and make it explicitly illegal. We were frustrated as we had no idea what specific charges we should file against them, said Deputy Immigration Police Chief M.L. Pansak Kasamsant, who jointly supervised the raid along with the DSI. The investigation has shed light on the legal limitations and complications regarding surrogacy, a practice under which a sperm and an egg are bred outside the womb before being embedded in another woman's womb. Professor Pramawan Virutamasen, a member of a panel developing a bill to regulate assisted reproductive technologies, said Thailand has performed surrogacy since 1991, but it was not until 1997 that the practice was regulated by the Medical Council of Thailand. Under the regulation, doctors and outlets providing surrogacy services must obtain certification and follow standards set by the Medical Council. No payments may be made that suggest the surrogate mother is earning an income for carrying the baby. The surrogate mother is also required to share a bloodline with either of the commissioning parties. The baby is deemed to belong to the birth mother, and the penalties for breaches are relatively slight. The council may penalize doctors for what is regarded as a breach of medical ethics. Commercial surrogacy as such is not addressed. The bill drawn up by the panel, now pending House deliberation, says a child born by surrogacy will be the child of the commissioning couple. The bill also explicitly prohibits commercial surrogacy, brokerage, or advertising. Breaches can result in a jail term of 1 year to 10 years and a fine of 20,000 to 200,000 baht.